This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Beat me up on the mamas of all mama shit.
Hey, I'm looking through my telescope and I see a mothership. Is that you? Beam me up.
Hey, DA, I'm thirsty, man. Can you beam me up for a cold one?
Hey, DA, what's going on, baby? Stop me off and beam me up.
DA, what's the dealio? Permission to get in that mothership.
Is my window seat still available? Beam me up.
What's going on, DA? Hey, man, I need you to do me a huge favor. My coworker's a jerk. Oh, just beam me up, man.
Get beamed up. Everyone else has. It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
And we come to you live from the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour on the show, is John Gruden really looking at drafting Kyler Murray? And Sean McVay with an interesting anecdote about this Super Bowl and this destination where his Rams, and he will be coaching, coming up in about 10 days from now. That's coming up this hour on the show. Also, tomorrow is Hugh Freeze's retirement ceremony, so make sure you are here for that. A legacy day here aboard the mothership. 855-212-4CBS, the phone number. On Twitter, DA on CBS. But we are a full-service sports radio show. And not only are we spitting hot fire when it comes to takes and opinions, but we are also helping you cater your, feed your friends for the Super Bowl. Our next guests in studio taught me one of the greatest lessons I've ever had. I enjoy cooking. I come from a family where my mom is a wonderful cook, where my grandfather was a cook in the Army during World War II. I come from a family that has half Italian roots, and so food very, very big. So I like cooking. And these next guys taught me something so vital. I said, what's the key to my Super Bowl chicken wings? I want my friends and my family to come over, watch football at my place. What can I do? And they said, DA, two words, two textures. Two textures. And I never forgot that. Two of the wisest words I've ever heard. Two textures. And so because of our next guests, I put my wings in a crock pot, slow cook them for 2 hours, and then I take them out and I put them in the oven to crisp the outside for two textures. And let me tell you, they become signature in my social circle. I just had people over for the championship Sunday. They went like hotcakes. So these guys know what they're talking about. They know their food. They know their drinks. Anthony and Chris are in studio from Hot Rods American Craft, and they're here to teach you how to feed and stuff your face and your friends and family's face for Super Bowl. Boys, good morning!
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for having us back.
It's always great to have you here, and the food smells amazing. And like I said, you have made my life a million times better. I'm now the most popular cook in my social circle. Two textures. You taught me that.
That's it. I'm glad I made you a hero.
I'm a hero now. And what's cool, too, is that it's very easy. If you got a crock pot or a grill or an oven or a broiler or anything, stovetop, any of those work. You just need two of them, right?
That's right. You could do a grill and oven and grill. You can do the crock pot and the grill, crock pot and the oven. You just want to change the textures a little bit. You know, the slow cooking gets the nice tenderness, but we always want to finish it off with some high heat. So whether it be the grill or the oven, that tightens it up.
It's amazing. And so you guys brought in the wings as well. Let me just first ask you, you guys used to be Hot Rods Barbecue, and now it's Hot Rods American Craft. Why the change?
Well, we're seeing barbecue restaurants opening up in New Jersey everywhere, and we've been doing it for 16, 17 years. And most of these types of places are takeout places. They don't have a liquor license, as well as our menu has always been a lot more than barbecue. We've always done burgers, some steaks, many different things. So we didn't want to get pigeonholed, and we are a full-service dining experience. So we expanded our menu to a little more pub food to match our beer enthusiasts. So we're doing some pub chips, expanded our burgers. We added some more healthy options to the menu, some fried cauliflower bites and a dippy plate that are really popular. But we also expanded our tacos. We used to have one taco, and now we have three.
Okay.
And they're representing roughly 40% of our sales now.
People really?
Are loving tacos. So today I brought you some of our street tacos, which I'm kind of feeling might be the next big, you know, football game day food. I mean, it's similar to wing where it takes a couple of bites. They're yep. small. You can try different flavors because we put all different barbecue meats in here. We've got pulled pork, pulled chicken. We actually pulled rib meat off of our signature ribs.
Amazing.
We do a spicy shrimp and our pulled pork. So we've got a whole different flavors, lots of different sauces, and different accompaniments to make them interesting.
Mraz, how do we feel about tacos being a new go-to Super Bowl food for your Super Bowl party?
I love it, D.A., because I've told you for years, what is the root of it, the biggest key to a good football food? Something you can handle with your hands. You don't want to be forking and knifing anything here. So a taco you pick up with your hands, smash it in your face. What's better than that on a Sunday?
Smash it right in your face.
Smash it right in your face.
Have you tried the tacos yet? Because they brought in a huge suitcase of tacos for us.
No, they brought in five different types of tacos, and I have five tacos now in front of me ready. You know, as he talks about them, I can chow down here.
Yeah, please do, because I'm going to be talking to these guys and picking their brains, but you're allowed to eat as we do it. This is the only time that you're allowed to stuff your face while we're actually trying to do work here on the show. So
I love it.
Just bite into that and let us know how it goes. But you're right. I mean, the taco is kind of a perfect way, and it's easy to make, I would think, at home, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can try all different types of meats. I mean, our Super Bowl party, we're going to feature a $5 all-you-can-eat taco bar, just so people can play around and do different types of things. Cabbage. We got pico de gallo, corn, frizzled onions, guacamole. So you can really make your custom-owned taco if you wanted to. We are offering our box of tacos for Super Bowl, which is $60 for 20 tacos, and we give you five different types. But if you wanted to have a party, a taco bar is a great idea, and it doesn't take that much work either.
Yeah, because you can go into a grocery store and get one of those stacks of corn tortillas, so that's probably going to be like 50 corn tortillas in there. Yeah. You just have to have, you know, slow-cooked pulled pork or something like a grilled chicken that you chop
chicken,
up.
Chicken, shrimp, you can use just about anything. I mean, we use a lot of brisket scrap at our restaurant. We use tremendous amounts, so chopping up that brisket really finely, and we saute it. Put it in a taco. It's fantastic.
And then you just have all the accoutrements, all of the toppings, and people can kind of make their own.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love this idea. This is a great idea. Anthony and Chris here from Hot Rods American Craft in Wharton, New Jersey, join us. And Chris, you're the beer guy here. You always bring us amazing options and taste, and you know how to pair everything. Tell me about the beers that if you had a Super Bowl party and wanted to play around with taco bar stuff, what type of beers pair well there?
Well, since we're doing a variety of tacos in the taco box, a variety of beers.
Okay.
And a lot of light, easy drinking beers. Again, because Super Bowl, people are going to be drinking a lot more than one.
Correct.
So,
especially the Patriots in this game, everybody's going to want to get real drunk.
Exactly. My Cowboys aren't in it, so what can I say?
And everybody in America basically is rooting against the Patriots outside of Boston, so it's going to be tough, you know, for everybody to sit through the 4 hours. We need beer.
Exactly. So tomorrow being National Beer Can Day, you know, every day is a national something or other day.
Yeah, Beer Can Day.
Tomorrow, the 24th, National Beer Can Day.
Okay.
So we're doing a big feature at the restaurant, brought in a lot of hard-to-get beer cans from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And all these will pair up fine with the different tacos we have in the box.
You have given me this one before. I remember it. Nomad Freshy Salt and Pepper. And this is very crisp. I like this a lot.
Yeah, that one's a Goza. That's a little different than the original one I gave you.
Oh, okay.
That one's a little bit on the sour side.
Okay.
That one in your hand is
like
from Bamberg, Germany.
All right.
And that fits with all of the tacos. It'll pair up with everything, all of our smoked meats, because it's a smoked beer.
A smoked beer?
Yes.
Okay, what's the company here?
Eckschlenkerla.
Okay. And this is a German beer?
Yes.
All right. And this is a smoked beer. What does that mean, smoked beer?
I'll try to give you the condensed version. The climate in Bamberg, Germany is very humid. So I see the taco, thumbs up on the tacos from the other window there.
Yeah. Mraz can barely open up his mouth.
These are awesome.
What kind of taco do you like best?
They had the shrimp one with a little lime juice sprayed on.
Okay.
It was pretty good. Now I'm hammering home. I got to be honest, I think this is a pulled pork with guacamole. Oh, mama.
Okay, the pulled pork with guacamole is an old mama.
It is an old mama. I still got two more to go through here, but I'm going around the world.
Okay, so Chris, talk to me about this. The humid climate in Germany makes a smoky beer.
Well, what they did is beechwood is very prevalent in eastern Germany.
Okay.
And part of the brewing process was they would ferment the, or I should say they would let the malt grow.
Okay.
And then they would have to dry it out. And they keep it wet so it would germinate, and then they would have to dry it out.
Wow.
And they used beechwood. They have a giant oven in the bottom of the brewery.
Yeah.
And they would pump the smoke through the germinating malt upstairs.
Boy, this is a science for them.
And since it's wet, it absorbed that smoky flavor.
Cool.
And thus the smoke beer.
All right, the smoke beer. That is very, very cool. So we've got this idea for the, if you can't get these super high or super specific beers for Taco Bar, what else do you, what kinds of beers do you suggest?
I would bring in, I would, for people, a pale ale, a Saison, an IPA, and since it's fairly cold out, bring in a stout, you know, a dessert beer for the end of the game.
Okay, yeah, dessert beer, end of the game, they wrap things up, we're watching the confetti fall, Vince Lombardi Trophy is being, you know, honored to whoever wins it. You throw everybody a stout or some type of dark beer just on your way home.
Exactly. Dessert beer, and those ones are normally a little higher alcohol content in most cases.
Okay.
So it's a nice way to finish off the party.
There you go. Okay, so you got the tacos, Anthony. Now, also, you've got the wings, and your wings are to die for. What do we got here today?
Well, I covered them up because I know Sean's going to want them hot.
So. Yeah.
Well, we brought our maple bourbon.
Maple bourbon.
Yeah, our signature sauce. We've won three times first place for best sauce in Atlantic City Barbecue Competition, and they're fantastic on the wings. It's kind of strange. Our wings are smoked. So depending on what sauce, like you can taste the sauce out of the pot or the container, but then when you put it on the wing, it completely changes because of the seasoning on the wing and the smoke flavor.
Yeah.
And we also brought a buffalo spicy wing.
Love it.
Yeah.
Now, the smoked wing, you know, some places will offer both a smoked wing and a regular wing. For our listeners that might be deciding between the two, what's the biggest difference in your mind between a smoked wing and a regular wing?
I mean, when you're really using smoke, it's using it like salt and pepper. So it's a flavoring. So it's the slow cooking process is the most important factor, whether you're cooking in a crock pot or an oven at 200 degrees or a smoker at 250 degrees. As long as you're cooking these wings at a slow temperature so they can get nice and tender. So the smoke is really a flavoring per se. You don't really need smoke to get a tender wing. Smoke is just
flavor. The tasting, flavoring of it.
And you don't want to oversmoke it either. You know, most meats only require an hour to 2 hours, especially chicken.
Is it not amazing how barbecue has exploded around the country? I mean, if you live in Texas or Kansas City or North Carolina, you and Memphis, you know that barbecue has been there forever. But in every place else in the country, barbecue has, over the last 10 years, become monster. I mean, there's just everywhere. What do you think has been the reason that it's exploded so much over the last decade?
Since we've been doing it for 16 years, I've seen the biggest growth with the TV shows, with, you know, your Food Network shows that really profile and educate people about brisket, about these meats that culturally are not part of our community. I mean, when you're living in New Jersey, barbecuing meant going out and opening your grill and cooking burgers and dogs.
Right.
But people are actually learning that barbecue is it's like a science.
Correct.
It's a craft.
Yeah.
And it takes time.
It's a cuisine.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's filling that void. But as I said, you know, hot rods has always been a lot more than that. I mean, barbecue is our staple. We've got a $17,000 smoker in our building, but not everybody likes smoke. So we really try to diversify and put some different things.
Yeah, and there's something about meat that has a flavoring on top of it, and it's just so delicious, and it's tender and juicy and falls off the bone, and good barbecue is spiritual. Yeah. I mean, barbecue is, wow, I'm saying this as I'm watching Mraz stuff handfuls of food in his mouth. Pete, what is it like to be sitting next to this guy right now?
It's a sight. It's truly a sight. He's engorging in all of these tacos, and the smell is just so great, but he's, you know, pigging out, as always.
How you feeling there, Mraz?
I feel like I need to fall asleep like Darren McFadden.
Which taco has your fancy? Has caught your fancy?
I need to actually ask Andy. Is it there like a rib meat one here? Because that is a twist, and that is phenomenal.
Yeah, you said you shaved the braised rib meat off.
Yeah, so our day old ribs, we rip all the meat off of it, and then we cook it in our maple bourbon sauce, just saute it. And it's because you get little crunchy pieces, and then you get the softer pieces.
Yeah, texture.
Texture.
Let me tell you something. You hit a home run with all that taco box. a home run for Super Bowl Sunday. And this rib meat one, so unique. Where are you getting a rib meat taco? I haven't found any place to get a rib meat taco. This is great. I've just ate five tacos and two wings in 10 minutes.
Chris, talk to us about the beer pairing with the wings, okay? For our listeners that are going to be throwing a Super Bowl party, they're going to have wings. What would you suggest?
The beers I brought today, the Keller beer, which is the can right in front of you.
Keller beer, okay.
Very light, very easy to drink. Nice flavor to it, but it's not going to overpower the smokiness of the wings, uh-huh, nor the sauce on the wings.
Okay.
If that beer is not available, wherever you may be, something nice, light, whether it be a Saison, which has a little bit of a sour tinge to it, uh-huh, but it's not sour.
Yeah.
It's hard to describe.
Right.
Or a nice pale ale.
Okay.
Not too bitter, not too sweet. Those go very well with any of the wings, any of the flavors of wings, because, again, it's not going to overpower the wing.
Right.
You're still going to get the full flavor of the wing.
Okay. I love it. And what we're going to do is we're going to post pictures of all of the beers that Chris brought in on our social media channel. So if you're listening right now and want the specifics of, oh, that one sounded really good, I want to know which one that is, we'll post pictures and descriptions of all of them here. What's Elephant Boss? You brought this thing in. It's a can with an elephant and a robot on it holding a spear, so I'm all in on this. What is this?
That's from upstate New York, from Newberg Brewing.
Okay, love it.
And it's a collaboration between Newberg and another brewery up there. The name is escaping me. Rushing Duck. Thank you.
Yeah.
And they're in Chester, New York. Both great visits if you're ever in that area.
Yeah, that's actually where I grew up, near those places. So this is pretty cool. This is a New England double IPA.
Yes.
So what does this mean about this beer, double IPA?
Double IPA just means it's a lot more bitter than your straight-up IPA. Also has a higher alcohol content.
Okay. So again, if your team is losing in the Super Bowl, perhaps you're a Chiefs fan or a Saints fan, you would need some double IPAs watching this game. You also brought in a Dale's Pale Ale, and I feel like you can get this a lot of places across the country. Pale Ale has really exploded.
Dale's Pale Ale from Oscar Blues is the original can beer company.
Yeah.
They do nothing in bottles, and they do everything in cans, and they're basically the company that started the canning trend, switching over from bottles to cans in the beer industry, craft beer industry anyway.
And what's the advantages to a canned beer over a bottled beer?
It's easier to produce. The bottle, or the cans, I should say, are easier to produce than the bottles. It's a little cheaper to produce the cans than the bottles. And there's no sunlight that gets into that can. So it'll stay fresher a little longer. It won't get skunked from being exposed to sunlight.
Yeah.
That's why you see most bottles are not clear, with better beers anyway. You'll see some beer in clear bottles. But most bottles are green or brown or even black in some cases.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. And so what's this final one? Torrenti that you brought in?
That's a very nice Italian beer from Italy.
Okay.
And it's that one's a little harder. Of all the beers in front of you, that one's the hardest to get.
Okay.
But, again, I wanted to bring something into the restaurant, and that's a really, really nice sour from northern Italy.
Okay, very cool. So we'll post, like I said, pictures of all of this so that you guys can see what we're talking about on our social media channels. I want each one of you to give us a do's and a don't for a Super Bowl party in terms of cooking and feeding and then drinking. What's a do and a don't for our listeners coming up here next Sunday?
Well, I'd say a do is make sure you do as much stuff ahead of time as possible so you can actually enjoy your party.
Right.
And when calculating meats for a party, usually calculate about a quarter pound of meat per person if you're looking at some barbecue.
Quarter pound of meat per person. That's a good number.
Yep.
Okay. And a don't?
Don't use a microwave for very many things, because microwaves ruin food, especially barbecue, for sure.
You're right.
For sure.
You're right. And so timing becomes big of when food comes out and everybody is there. You don't want people reheating a bunch of stuff from earlier in the day.
Right. And also, don't design your Super Bowl menu to be labor intensive. As I said, you really want to enjoy your party. So make things in crock pots and things that you can just put out and they'll stay good for extended periods of time.
Chris, do and don't for the drinks and the beers and the stuff you're putting out for boozing coming up on Super Bowl party.
For a do, I would definitely say have a variety, whether it be beer, spirits, whatever it may be. Have a variety for people, because not everybody likes the same thing.
Right.
This way, it'll keep people happier, keep people, you know, if you're the one to have the party all the time, people are like, oh, man, I went to Damon's party, and it was rocking. He had all these great beers there.
Right. Yeah, cool. And then don't?
Don't, my personal opinion, don't hammer it ahead of time with the beer, because you want to be able to enjoy the game.
Yes, I would agree.
And
it's a good one. Yes. Try not to get too drunk too early.
At least the halftime.
That's right. At least till we get to the halftime show. Then afterwards, if the game's getting out of hand, then that's a different story. These guys are the best. Anthony and Chris, we just love having you here on the show. Hot Rods American Craft in Wharton, New Jersey. These guys, if you're in the area, it is such a must visit. Wharton, New Jersey Hot Rods. You can just go online, search them. You'll see everything, all the awards that they've won, all of the pieces of, all the tremendous cuisine and tremendous dishes that they have. There's a lot of information about Hot Rods, and so you can go there. There's a store for Hot Rods on the website as well, so go there, check it out. They've got Super Bowl specials. If you're in the area, you want to pick it up from them. Guys, it's always awesome to have you here on the show. Mraz won't be talking for the next 3 hours. He's now falling asleep during commercial break, but we appreciate you having come by anyway.
Thank you for having us again.
Thank you. I mean, we
lost track of time, how many times we've been here, but every time it gets better and better.
So. I appreciate it, man. Thanks. I appreciate you guys coming by. When we come back, John Gruden, Kyler Murray, a match made in heaven. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
For brunch.
And I want mango habanero. I want to eat mango habanero wings after the fight.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Mango habanero. Mango habanero.
Itchy nipple chub, bro.
And I want mango habanero.
Mango habanero.
Puffiness with sodium.
Mraz has his mitt stuffed halfway down his gullet today. Smashing wings and tacos from Hot Rods American Craft.
You know, real pierogi.
He came out of the room initially with two full plates of food.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Pete were waiting patiently in the control room.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought because he had so many, he had just gotten a sampler for all of us. And would just pick. Nope. He drank all of them. They ate all of them.
Yeah, that's...
As a pop culture phenomenon like myself,
so John Gruden admitted he is now entranced by Kyler Murray. He said, quote, I used to think that a lot until I used to think, and he was talking about size matters in terms of quarterbacks, that too short of a quarterback would not translate. He said, I used to think about that a lot until I saw Drew Brees twice a year in Tampa. Then I met Russell Wilson coming out of NC State. And now I'm watching this kid, Kyler Murray, coming out of Oklahoma. And I'm putting away all the prototypes I once had. I used to have a prototype for hand size, height, arm strength, all of that stuff. We're just looking for guys who can play. They come in all shapes and sizes. And so people are now wondering, could the Raiders draft Kyler Murray? The Raiders have 3 first-round draft picks after the trades of Amari Cooper and Khalil Mack, and of course, one of their own. It wouldn't surprise me at all if John Gruden falls in love with Kyler Murray, because John Gruden has always fancied himself as a guy that wanted to be at the forefront of offensive innovation, even though he has balanced that or suggested that he wants to play old school football. I think there's a big part of ego here with John Gruden to be the quarterback guy, to be the offensive guy, to load up on offense. And remember this, the Raiders moving to Las Vegas need to sell themselves to a new city. Yes, there's going to be a bump because you're moving and relocating to a new town. And yes, Las Vegas is going to love football because most cities in America love football. But how do you keep a building stuffed? How do you get season tickets sold? How do you make sure local businesses buy the luxury suites? You don't play 13 to 10 games. You don't load up on defense. John Gruden is there as much to win football games as he is to market a franchise in a new city. Let's face it, Mark Davis hired John Gruden after he realized he had to now sell it to a new city. So Gruden, I'm sure, looks at Kyler Murray and says, exciting, offense, darting around the field, open it up, throw the football, run the football. I'm sure he looks at Kyler Murray and believes. But I'll also say this. While I think that John Gruden was a mistake upon hiring and is not going to win a Super Bowl there, and I've got question marks, a lot of them, after year number one in Oakland. Gruden could also be, if he's savvy, smart like a fox, crazy like a fox, be just selling to everybody, yeah, we love Kyler Murray. Because then maybe somebody moves up into that slot thinking that the Oakland Raiders want to draft him. It never hurts to convince other people that you're interested in their target. Could be what's happening. But with three first-round draft picks, it is not crazy to think that the Raiders use one of those on a quarterback, no matter what Gruden says about Carr, no matter what Carr says about Gruden. It's not crazy at all to think the Raiders draft a quarterback with one of those first three, and that Kyler Murray could be one of those guys. If you're going to take a flyer, do it when you have two other first-round draft picks. If you're going to take a risk, do it when you've got two other first-rounders. It's kind of the perfect scenario if you're going to take a flyer on a guy like Kyler Murray. I am on record. I don't believe he'll translate. I think 5'11 is one thing, or 6 foot is one thing with Drew Brees. I think 5'11 is one thing with Russell Wilson. I think 5'10 is one thing when it comes to Baker Mayfield, 5'10 and a half. I think once you are as short as Kyler Murray, and it's 5'9, now you're talking about a real discrepancy, a real challenge. And I know that Baker Mayfield kind of blows up the stereotype of the Big 12 quarterback. Baker Mayfield is not just a quarterback. He's also an obvious leader. There's an intangible there that is making Baker Mayfield great, or at least early in his career great. Kyler Murray's not seen as the same type of follow me, damn it, leader. And I think it's dangerous to just say, well, see, all Big 12 quarterbacks can work because Baker Mayfield works. Baker is a special hybrid of quarterback, smaller size, but also a follow me, damn it mentality that I think you need if you're going to be that size. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Sean McVay is going to be playing in a Super Bowl, coaching in a Super Bowl in Atlanta. The last time it was in Atlanta, McVay was there as well. Interesting anecdote from him coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Either accept who I am or don't. This is a disgrace that I've been cornered this way. I've had it. You know what? Tomorrow I'm getting bagels. I'm going to eat all six. None of you guys get one. My fingers are no good for anybody. You're out. Get you all out. It's just enough. Pick a lane.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
41 minutes past the hour. DA with you here on CBS Sports Radio. Follow me on Instagram for behind the scenes of the DA show. Simply hit us up on Instagram at Damon Amendo. Follow me there and check out my Instagram stories for behind the scenes, especially next week when we'll be on Radio Row for Atlanta's Super Bowl week with all of our great guests. I think Instagram stories will be popping off, so follow me there at Damon Amendo. Chris tweets, you know my guy D-Mac was only resisting arrest because he didn't get his patty melt. Darren McFadden falling asleep in the drive-thru of the Whataburger, intoxicated and passed out with the doors locked and then a resisting arrest, is the lowest moment ever. Not only because he was drinking and driving, which is terrible, but because he made it all the way to the drive-thru and fell asleep there before you got your food? How could I look at you in the face anymore, Darren McFadden? Embarrassing. Reports are coming out that the New England Patriots will replace Brian Flores, who will take over as head coach of the Dolphins. By the way, one anecdote about that. Do we think that Belichick's going to be cool with his assistant coach taking a job in the division? I mean, that has always been the no-no. Eric Mangini took the Jets job, and suddenly he was the enemy. You're going to take a job in the division, Eric? Oh, no. Now you are a blood enemy, which is part of the reason Mangini tattled, turned in the Patriots and Spygate. If you take a job, you've got to go outside of the division. And Brian Flores takes the Dolphins job? He can't be cool with this, right? There's no way that Belichick's cool with this.
Unless he's just laughing at us because he knows that Brian Flores doesn't know any of the secrets because he only just took the lead defensive role this year. And he, okay, go, Brian. This is really isn't not a big loss. Maybe it's not like a Mangini where he felt like Mangini had some of the dirt, if you will.
Maybe. I mean, part of the reason they sent Jimmy Garoppolo to the NFC West was so that we never see him. This is a coach on your staff that you will face twice a year for as long as he's there. I think it's kind of interesting that Flores is going to go there. Either Belichick is totally PO'd or, exactly as you said, he thinks this is a clown hire and doesn't care. But the Patriots will reportedly replace Brian Flores as defensive coordinator, whatever that is, under Belichick, and hire Greg Schiano! Well, the joy that is going to be inside that defensive locker room is going to be obvious. I mean, you want to talk about two smiley, happy people, Belichick and Schiano. Those are two guys that just feel like they've always been meant to coach together. They are part of that miserable coaching fraternity where everything is awful. You know, it's funny. Belichick, Saban, Urban Meyer, Greg Schiano, the tree of death, the coaching tree of death. Everybody's together and everybody hates life, which I think is a tough part about rooting for Belichick is that he seems to sap the joy out of everything. Man, you've had the longest running dynasty in NFL history. For 20 years, you've been in the AFC Championship game almost every season. You've made 13 AFC title games, 8 in a row. You've only not won the division twice in 20 years, basically. You've gone to 9 Super Bowls, and you've won 2 of them even before you got to New England. Are you happy?
Yeah, well, we're ecstatic. We played a good game and played a really good team, and you know, they're a good team, and we're happy we're still playing.
Are you happy? Are you joyous? Are you excited?
You know, obviously, we've got a tough test ahead of us, and we're just focused on the Rams.
Yes, but are you happy? Are you fulfilled? Because isn't sports about joy? Isn't this whole thing why we do it? Because there is happiness. I do not work in an industry that is so petty as two athletic competitions or two athletic organizations going together in a competition to see who wins some type of fake type of situation on a scoreboard unless it brought me some type of ultimate happiness. Isn't that why we do this or else everything is just not worth it? That there has to be some type of satisfaction and fulfillment and joy at the end of this rainbow, right?
You know, we're obviously very pleased with how we won. It's a tough team in Kansas City. The Chiefs are very good. They're a well-coached team. And, we just made a few more plays, but we're going to have to play better to win our next game, and we're going to have to coach better. That starts with us as coaches.
Yes, but where's the joy? You win every year. You're in the Super Bowl 3 straight years, 4 out of the last 6 seasons, whatever it is. You've won 8. You've gone to 9 Super Bowls with the Patriots. Aren't you happy?
Whatever it is, it is.
Well, yeah, we're going to have to play much better to win.
You know, you just could imagine Andy Reid after Sunday putting a lampshade on his head, laying out 5 quarter pounders with cheese, running around in nothing but his underwear, and just screaming and yelling and being thrilled and happy and joyous because that's what it would be. Instead of the ruthless, joyless march of the empire that has stripped away all happiness.
We've got 2 more weeks of work, and then we'll obviously get into the off season, and no days off.
Just stick a knife into all of our hearts where we are all rooting for sports because of happiness, and just take all of it away, all of it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Twitter, DA on CBS. Time for sound check.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
If the Wolves and the Suns have a fight in January, but no one's there to witness it, did it really happen? Gorgui Dieng, T-Wolves big man, on his court fight, on-court fight with Devin Booker.
I think he's trying to hit me. Everybody can see I was clear. I haven't thrown a punch. He's trying to hit me. I just laugh it off. Because I know, like, in this league, a lot of guys think they're tough. And I'm not going to keep entertaining, man. I'm not supposed to be here, and I'm here, you know. A lot of the guys think they're tough, and they're not.
118-91 win by the Timberwolves over the Suns last night, and fights break out. Both Booker and Dieng are ejected, and I think that's a pretty good way to describe it. A lot of guys think they're tough, and they're not. The NBA is full of fake tough guys. The NBA is kind of like Twitter. Everybody wants to act like they're tough, and they want to fight, and then as soon as it actually happens, it's like, whoa, wait. I don't really want to. I'm not really tough. I mean, I'll call you a lot of names. I mean, obviously, I'm going to shred your opinions and tell you that you're an idiot. I mean, obviously, I'll act like a tough guy, but I mean, I don't really want to fight, right? And we're just making fun of one another on a social media platform, right? That's really all this is, right?
I'm not on Twitter or Facebook right now.
Also, I know that it's not fun for the Suns to be down 20 points to the T-Wolves, but man, you've been down 20 points to a lot of teams. That's what's going to set you off? And Dieng versus Booker. I'll take Dieng every day of the week. Mariano Rivera, elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame unanimously, the first ever player to do that. Entered, of course, every game as under the Enter Sandman song from Metallica.
We all the respect that the guys are deserving. I never been to one of them. Guys, as a Christian, I mean, that again, with all my respect, man, to Metallica and all the guys. I mean, I don't listen to that kind of music. I listen to Christian music.
So it's Mariano Rivera on MLB Network. Is Mariano saying he doesn't listen to Metallica because it's kind of raunchy and he's a Christian, or because he only listens to Christian music?
No, because he only listens to Christian music. Never been to a Metallica concert, never listened to them.
And with all due respect, I've listened to a few God Squad rock stations before. There's just nothing there that's going to get me fired up to come out of the bullpen. Just isn't.
Yeah, I don't know if it would have had the same intimidating appeal had those gates opened and, you know, Hallelujah came on.
Well, there's Christian rock bands. And it's just mostly about Jesus and how God's amazing. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
I know that David Ortiz is stepping in that box for a ninth inning going, oh, I'm scared to face this guy.
So it's pretty amazing that Mariano Rivera is known for the signature Enter Sandman and never listened to Metallica. Nope. Are they? I don't even know what they are. What is that? Sort of a karaoke band? Is that a cover band? What is that? Metallica? I've never heard of it. Sorry. Mariano, Napster? Nothing? I have no idea what you're talking about. Nothing. And finally, Sean McVay is going to be coaching the Rams in Atlanta in the Super Bowl. Well, guess what? He was actually in Atlanta for another Rams Super Bowl. This was the Super Bowl in 1999, Rams and Titans.
Talk about some of the adversity that team specifically, being our organization, faced early on in the year when no one gave them a chance, but they kept believing. Kurt Warner went on to have such a great season, but very icy then, so it was a real problem for us to get there, but it was a great game, and you know, my grandpa got us tickets, and that was a good birthday present for me.
You know how young he was in 1999? When he says my grandpa got his tickets, literally, he's a kid with his grandpa. He was 14 years old in 1999. 14. 14. At the Super Bowl. That wasn't that long ago. I mean, it's only 99. It was 20 years ago.
Kurt Warner, didn't he retire like last year?
Yeah, you know, I drove to the game with my grandpa, was on his lap. It was really exciting. Way back in the day, 1999, January 2000. Who could even remember back that far? I mean, it was, you might remember, you might have read in the textbooks, kids, about this Y2K thing. Really crazy back then. I was just a pup, 14 years old. I asked my grandpappy for tickets. He bought me a sucker and we went to the game. The greatest show on turf. He was 14. Now he's coaching in the Super Bowl. I mean, even I was a senior in college. Please. He was 14.
That was the same playoff, so he was out playing with his friends during the Music City Miracle.
Right, exactly. And that is your sound check. How about if 32-year-old Sean McVay, is he 33 yet? If 32-year-old Sean McVay beats Belichick, how does that going to feel? How is that going to taste? Arguably the greatest head coach ever. He's going to turn 33 tomorrow, Sean McVay. Arguably the greatest head coach ever being beaten by a snot-nosed kid who's 33 years old in the Super Bowl in his second season as head coach. Ooh, this is easy. Like, how about Sean McVay's life? Sean McVay was an all-state quarterback and then became an NFL head coach by 30 years old, is dating a supermodel Romanian, a Romanian supermodel, and is in L.A., and already in the Super Bowl in year number two. Not bad. Pretty good run that he's on, huh? Not a bad run. When we come back here on the show, we'll jump back into your phone calls. And did Cole Beasley just expose dysfunction?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.